Chapter 4. Rhodes had been looking for Hamilton a couple of days before the call from Hack came in. Nobody Rhodes talked to would admit to knowing where Hamilton was, and nobody would admit to having seen him recently, not even his employees, who looked after the chicken houses at the factory farm. It wasn't surprising that no one would talk to Rhodes, especially not Hamilton. Rhodes had called Hamilton about a complaint. He'd been doing that a lot lately, and Hamilton had stopped taking his calls. As Hack had said, that's what caller ID is for. Of course, none of Hamilton's employees would admit that they knew where their boss was. They'd probably been told that if they did, they'd no longer be his employees, so Rhodes hadn't been alarmed that he hadn't been able to get in touch with Hamilton. Now, however, it appeared that maybe everyone had been telling the truth. They really hadn't known where Hamilton was because he'd been dead all the time. Ruth Grady didn't think so. "I don't believe he's been in the water more than a few hours," she told Rhodes. They stood on the edge of the pit looking down at the body below. They could see only the legs and bathing trunks, since the rest of the body was still hidden by the jutting rock. "Look at his legs," Ruth went on. "Do you see any marks on them?" The wind had picked up a little, and it pushed the water toward the side of the pit. The chubby white legs bumped the rocks. As far as Rhodes could tell from where he stood, the legs were unmarked. "They don't look touched to me," Rhodes said. "Fish and turtles would have been at him if he'd been dead for long," Ruth said. "Why didn't he sink?"
"Body fat. Maybe he doesn't have much water in his lungs.
Or maybe he didn't drown. Maybe he jumped in, hit his head on the rock, and died of a concussion before he could inhale any water." She had a point. It wasn't a certainty that Hamilton had drowned, no matter what it looked like. One of the biggest mistakes you could make was to come to a conclusion before you had the facts.
"Or maybe water moccasins bit him," Rhodes said.
"Always a possibility," Ruth said. "Did you hear about the guy who jumped into a whole nest of them a few years ago?"
"Not more than 100 times. Gillis had the same thought.
"Hey, it could happen."
"Sure it could," Rhodes said.
They'd worked the scene carefully. Ruth had examined the car and the field, and Rhodes had gone over the clothes and the bank of the pit. He'd found nothing in the clothing other than the billfold Gillis had mentioned. Some change.